This is Logical, the UAE's first and still the only regular legal podcast. Welcome, my name's Tim Elliott. Logical comes to you from the Dubai-based legal firm HPL Yamalava and Plethka. And as ever, I'm on the 18th floor and here's the managing partner, Ludmila Yamalava. Nice to see you.
Good to see you too, Tim.
This is the final part of our four podcasts. We've been looking at the cost of what it really costs to rent property here in Dubai. And we've specifically been considering the rent valuation certificate. Now, this time we're going to look at a recent real life rental disputes committee case. And in good old law and order fashion, I should state at the outset that names have been changed to protect the innocent. Ludmila, this is a real case you've had first-hand experience of. Over the last three podcasts, we've learned that the property evaluation certificate doesn't automatically lead to a rent increase. In addition to serving the tenant the proper notice, a tenant still has to agree to an increase. That has to be a contractual arrangement. So in Dubai, landlords can't just arbitrarily pluck a figure out of the air and say, that rent's going to stand for you. With that in mind, just run through, if you would, the background for this example case today.
So it really perhaps stems from the role of the evaluation certificate. As we've discussed before, the rental market in Dubai in particular is regulated, and it's regulated and it's by law, which is decree law number 43, among other things, of 2013. And that particular law is the law that sort of sets rent increase. And then there's an earlier law from 2008, which is law number 33, perhaps, which is kind of the main law. And then from that law, and that main law is called the Dubai Rental Law. And then that law was further supplemented by the decree number 43, 2013, that sets out the rent increase parameters for Dubai law. So basically, what we're talking about is there is a specific regulatory framework in Dubai that governs rental markets or relationship between landlords and tenants. And as per this law, landlords have obviously options and rights with regards to their properties, but there are also limitations in terms of what they can do with their rented properties. And in particular, they cannot, among other things, they cannot just evict a tenant. They have to have reasons to evict. And similarly, they cannot just increase rent arbitrarily. So as per the law, there is this very specific formula in terms of percentages of increase that are allowed. And furthermore, that in terms of the, and those percentages of increase are based on kind of the average market rate for that particular property, as is determined or decided by the governing authority, which in this case is RERA, which is the real estate regulatory agency. And that sits under the Dubai Land Department alongside with RDC, which is the Rental Court or Rental Dispute Center. As per RERA, RERA has designed a calculator that is accessible to landlords and tenants where they can go and input the data of their current rent to determine whether rent increase is allowed at all, and if so, to what percentages. And these percentages are based, again, as I said earlier, on the specific law, which is decree number 43, which sets the ranges for increase between 5% to 20% maximum. But it also, that same law allows for landlords who believe that their properties are valued more higher to increase rent based on a reevaluation of their specific property. And that's the valuation certificate that you mentioned. We've known, obviously, by now, many have heard about the valuation certificate and have maybe even received them if they're a tenant and landlords have obtained them. But often what we hear is there's this misconception from landlords, but also tenants to an extent, is that if they receive this valuation certificate, the new rent has to be as per that evaluation certificate. So, for example, I'm renting a property for you for 100,000 dirhams, and now you receive the valuation certificate for 120,000 dirhams. There's this misconception that now you can request from me to pay 20,000 dirhams more, or the value that's reflected in your valuation certificate being 120,000 dirhams. That is not correct, as we've discussed earlier. So there is still a margin of increase that's allowed. So just because you have a valuation certificate and because your valuation certificate shows a different figure, it does not mean that automatically that increases rent, one, and two, that your rent is the margin between my current rent, my contract rent, and your valuation certificate. So people know about it. People use these valuation certificates, but not many kind of fully understand how this valuation certificate works. And so obviously, some tenants, perhaps a little more informed than the landlords. So more tenants are now starting to take these cases to RDC or the rental court and challenge the owner's request for rent increase using on the basis of valuation certificate. So there's a specific case that that basically brings all the discussion we've had recently about rent increases in Dubai, the margin of increase, and the RERA calculator and the valuation certificate. So this particular case, which is dated April of 2023, very recent. Obviously, it's not the only case, but this is, for the purposes of today's discussion, that's perhaps one of the more interesting ones because it brings all these elements into this one case, and it's quite recent. So it should be informative and insightful to many because it's an actual case that now that shows how these different elements not only come together, but more importantly, how the authorities or the rental court adjudicates them. So in this case, the specific figures are is that the owner was renting out his property for, and the contract value was, the rental value was 175,000 dirhams. And they believed that they were entitled to the value of the property has increased, as we've seen before, increased significantly, and they obtained, so the owner was smart enough or well informed, to apply for the valuation certificate, obtain the valuation certificate, which shows that the property is now worth 200,000 dirhams. So in other words, 25,000 dirhams more. Sounds exciting. And obviously the owner who is, believed that he was so well informed and said, well, look, I've got the valuation certificate shows 25,000 dirhams. I now know. I give you notice of the rent increase as per the law. I'm very well versed in the laws. A, I give you notice. B, I look, it's based on the valuation certificate. So please pay me 25,000 dirhams more based on the valuation certificate. The tenant disagreed, said that's not, the valuation certificate does not entitle you to the full difference in the price between the contract value and the valuation certificate value. So the case went to RDC, to the court, and actually, and it went all the way to the appeal, to the maximum level of appeal. So this is the final judgment. And I'll come back to the value of this judgment shortly. So the landlord asked for the rent increase of 25,000 dirhams, which would have been about 14.3% increase over the current market value. The RDC did allow the rent increase, and this is important because this kind of brings back our early discussion about the importance of the valuation certificate. So RDC does consider the valuation certificate as an official document, official evidence of the market value, kind of the benchmark value of your property. So this particular valuation certificate supersedes, in other words, whatever the RERA calculator might show. So RDC did accept the valuation certificate and did also allow rent increase. However, it limited it to 5%. So not the 14.3% increase that the owner was asking, but rather 5%. So if you recall, the owner was asking between the 175,000 contract value and the 200,000 dirhams that was in the valuation certificate, asking additional 25,000 dirham. So when the RDC authorized the increase, it authorized only the 5%, which is 8,750. So the difference between the requested 25,000 and 8,750, is perhaps, I guess, significant of some, it's three times less. So in other words, the evaluation certificate is valid and it will be accepted and it will be used for purposes of deciding On whether the rent increase is allowed, but that valuation certificate is only used with regards to the margin to determining what the current market value of that particular property is. But still, the formula for the margin of increase as is embedded in the law still applies. So just because your property is worth three times the value of what you're paying, of your current tenant is paying, you can only increase it as per that the margin or the percentages of increase that are allowed by law. In this case, since the percentage of increase was 14%, the maximum value was of increase was allowed 5%, because as we discussed before, anything between 0 and 10% of increase between the contract value and market value does not entitle you to any increase in rent, but anything between 11% and 20% entitles you to 5% increase. So RDC in this case applied the maximum 5% increase, so the parties, I guess, to an extent, maybe it was a compromise, achieved a compromise. So the landlord got his evaluation certificate recognized and still got an increase, but the tenant here obviously limited the rent increase on the basis applying the law. So if you will, I guess the one way to look at it is that there's a bit of a compromise. So there was an increase allowed, but it wasn't as much as the landlord wished for, but certainly is in line with the law. So this is a very recent case, and it's a real case. And as I said earlier, it went all the way through appeal, which means that it is now it's governing authority, if you will. Now, to that point, let me clarify one thing, is that those who know anything about the legal systems and the UAE system in particular, so there's a common law system, and then there's a civil law system. In common law, court precedents become binding. Right. And the common law jurisdiction is the U.S., for example, England. So these are common law jurisdictions where every one of these court cases ultimately becomes the authority, becomes binding. So it's less about what the law states. It's about how the courts interpret the law. And every court's decision is basically the law and binding on the next similar case. Civil law systems work a little differently. It's mainly based on what the law says. And the UAE is a civil law system. So there is this, and for a lot of people still to this day, and certainly for a long time, there's this perception, which is understandable and logical, that, well, these cases, okay, fine, there's this case where it shows that RDC only increased rent to a maximum 5%, so therefore, but it only applies to that one case. You cannot use it as precedent for other cases or in other cases. Well, the UAE is a little bit of the UAE being the UAE. It's always very unique and creates its own path in the world. And so it's become a little more of a fusion system. So it is still a civil law system, but in our experience, and I've been practicing law here for 15 years now, it is more of a fusion system. So it does actually give importance and effect and relies on court cases and decisions from other similar cases quite regularly, and judges cite those cases quite regularly in all their decisions. So while officially we cannot say it's common law, in practical terms and historically, judges routinely cite other cases as basis for making their decisions in future cases on a regular basis. So in other words, this case, yes, it's not a common law system, so you cannot necessarily cite, look, this is the law, but if you cite this to RDC, the same judges, by the way, who would have decided this first case, you can imagine they're not going to interpret the same law differently in a different case only because the parties are different, which in summary means that this is, in all intents and purposes, is a binding precedent. And therefore, if you are a party that's thinking of going through a similar dispute through RDC, you need to know that this case will be or should at least be cited by the tenant and most likely will, if not cited, but certainly relied on, at least in the chambers, will be relied on by the same judges who would have who ruled on this decision or on this case.
It's a great way to sum up this series of podcasts. That's another episode of Logical, and that's the last of four episodes looking at the rent valuation certificate here in Dubai, an actual real life case, what the law says it should cost to rent a property here in the Emirate of Dubai. As ever, thanks for watching, for listening, or both. And thanks to our legal expert, the managing partner here at Yamalova & Plethka, Ludmila Yamalova. As ever, your expertise is much appreciated. Thanks.
Tim, always delightful to be chatting with you.
Find us at LY Law, social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube. You can find us at lylawyers.com. All the podcasts are there. If you'd like a legal question answered in an episode of Logical, or you'd like to talk to a qualified UAE experienced legal professional, click contact at lylawyers.com.